Our guest at the cafe this morning is Bert Cooper with Community Seeds in Lone Oak, a faith-based organization. Bert, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, last time we talked to you, you had some good news that you all had received, I guess, a grant to provide an extraordinary amount of food to people in need, and you've been distributing that now, and you've had a couple of weeks or so, and so far so good, I guess, and also you've had quite a few volunteers.
We are so blessed. Chris Yolst over at Wesley United Methodist Church and his leadership, and Glover George's leadership in bringing the volunteers, not just from Wesley, but also from around the counties. We're also blessed to have Choya Shanahan, who's a lieutenant colonel of the Civil Air Patrol, has brought a group of cadets. We have been blessed with people coming out in the hot sun. The Rotary Club has had people out every week, but we've been serving now for 2 weeks. First weekend, about 1,500 boxes of food given out. Second week, a little less. And it's getting hot, so I hope people don't stay in and not take advantage of this because the weather is getting a bit warm. But, yes, it's gone well. We'll be over at Wesley United Methodist Church this week, John Mark. That's Saturday the 13th from 10 a.m. to noon. Now, that's a change of time. It's a little earlier to get everybody out of the sun, but 10 a.m. to noon, and we'll have to shut it down at noon just to be respectful for the Wesley United Methodist Church folk. But it's so easy. Folk, just come to Wesley United Methodist Church, get in the line, stay in their cars. We'll ask them how many people in their family, and we'll put food boxes in their car, and they're gone. So, and it's been great food that's been offered to us or given to us. A lot of great produce last week. We had chicken and we had milk. So it's a great offering. And listen, you don't have to be poor or less fortunate to get this food. You just have to have a need for food, you know. And so we're not qualifying anybody. Even getting ID or anything. You come, you tell us how many people in your family. We're gonna give you some food boxes.
Yeah, Wesley United Methodist, of course, is on 69 East to the east side of Greenville.
Yes, yes.
And so,
and it's so easy to find. Oh, also, let me thank L3 Harris for their kindness last week. The food boxes that we had over. John Mark, they actually took those on our refrigerated truck, put it at the L3 site, and then invited community people to come through the week, this week, and they emptied that truck yesterday. They were so no one would be hungry.
Okay, so we are, again, Saturday from 10 to noon at Wesley United Methodist in Greenville.
Yes, that is correct.
And basically,
yes, sir.
Come one, come all.
Come
more
one, come all, yes, sir.
Bert, let's, we've got a couple of minutes left. What are your thoughts on all of the things that have transpired in the past couple of weeks after the killing of George Floyd, the demonstrations, and then in some places turned into rioting?
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
Well, first of all, John Mark, violence doesn't solve anything. God says, don't take revenge, leave room for my wrath. So I'm not a part of violence. I'm a Martin Luther King guy, without a doubt, Dr. King guy, who says we need to certainly let our voices be heard, but not let our fists be evidence of our hearts. So I think the greatest thing is that I believe a gentle response to things, it deflects anger, and harsh words, they make tempers flare. Mm-hmm. That's actually scripture, Proverbs 15:1. I would want our law enforcement to make better choices, and that they need to be people of integrity. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why one of the other officers did not say, hey, we got this guy in captivity. Ease up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let's let the authorities, let's let the courts make the decisions. Mm-hmm. We cannot choose to take a person's life needlessly. My condolences to the George Floyd family, and I am so proud of Governor Abbott. His response, his words reflected the heart of a great state this week, and there was no hesitation for him to step up and say the right things, not only to the George Floyd family, which he said his death would not be in vain, and we're going to work closely with the family as we go forward to eliminate these type of issues. So I'm thankful for Governor Abbott and what he said. We need to stand united. We need to make allowances for each other's faults, man, and to forgive one another of offenses. Again, Scripture, Colossians 3:13. But we cannot be violent against our own. I had a buddy who's been out there in the world for a long time. Mm-hmm. He called me last week and said, "Brother Coop, what do we need to do to make a change?" I said, "We got to do it intentionally, and we got to do it in God's love." So he made some changes in his life last week, and it may not be relevant, and people may not understand why I bring this up, but he wore a Confederate flag on his vest, mm-hmm. and he said it was Southern heritage. I said, "Brother, when I grew up, that was Southern hate, because I know the people who were either murdered or raped, women that were raped, and they were draped in that flag. It means hate to me, and most people may not understand that. They may think of it as heritage, but it's hate." He sent me a photograph of his jacket with that Confederate flag on it, John Mark, and then he sent me another a picture of that jacket with the Confederate flag cut off, and he said, "Brother Cooper, I heard you. I don't want to be a part of hate if it offends somebody."
Well, that's a powerful story, Bert.
We'll talk again soon. You got a lot of things coming up toward the latter part of the summer and the fall, and we'll be back in contact.
And remember, grab and go. I didn't mention it. Grab and go for the kids. Every day, community seats, 11 to 1. Free hot meals for our kiddos if they come to community seats at 602 College Street in Lone Oak, Texas.
11 to 1, Monday through Thursday,
Monday through Thursday,
okay.
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Yes, sir.
Bert, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone.
Thank you, John Mark, and God bless, and God bless America.
Bert Cooper with Community Seeds. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.